Today's daf is Makis daf Yud Daled, and we are at the first wide line on the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learned by Ilui Nishmas Rabbi Khalifa ben Rab Shimon Suisa, who was a Yid that was legendary for Torah and Chesed. And I want to thank his grandson, Shlomo Suisa, for his very generous contribution towards the Chabura. So yesterday, at the end of the daf, we began Perek Elu Hein Aloiken, which is the Iker topic, really, of Masechtas Makis. And Perek Elu Hein Aloiken discusses what avera a person does for which he's going to be chayv malchus. The Mishnah gives a whole list: and really, iser after iser, azara after azara, giving us examples of when it is that a person's going to get malchus. And the Gemara made a deal. The Gemara said that if you go through the Mishnah, hatsada shava shabohen, there's nothing mentioned in the Mishnah that a person would be chayv misas bezden for doing. And says the Gemara that even though we know the rule that a person gets malchus anytime he's over a loisaseh, but it sounds like from the Mishnah, if this loisaseh can beget an oinish of misas bezdin, in that event, you're never going to get malchus. Says the Gemara, Masisa Mani, who must the Tana of the Mishnah be? Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara introduced us to a braisa that has a three-way machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yitzchok, that discuss some of the guidelines of when it is a person's going to get malchus. Rabbi Shmuel says that if a person's over a loisaseh, for which one is chayiv karis, or a loisa say for which one is chayiv misas bezdin, either way, he's going to get malchus. Meaning the fact that you're getting karis and the fact that you're getting misas bezdin is neither here nor there. That has zero impact on the reality that you're also going to get malchus. So a person that's over a loisa say gets malchus, even if the loisa say is subject to a punishment that's more chamer than malchus, such as karis, such as misas bezdin. It doesn't matter. Still, you're going to get malchus. Rabbi Akiva says, chayiv krisus, yeah. Chayv misas bezdin, no. And Rabbi Yitzchak was the third shita. Rabbi Yitzchak said that if a person is over a loisaseh for which there's an oinish karis, how do you know there's an oinish karis? Because the Torah said there's an oinish karis. That in and of itself means, by definition, there can't be a malchus. So three shitas. According to Rabbi Shmuel, sai chayv misas bezdin, sai chayv krisos get malchus. According to Rabbi Akiva, only chayv krisos, not chayv misas bezdin. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, if there's chayv krisos or chayv misas bezdin, there's not going to be malchus. Says the Mishnah, which one of these three Tanoim must our Mishnah be? It must be Rabbi Akiva. It can't be Rabbi Shmuel, because of the Diak. The Mishnah did not mention one example of a Chayvi Mises Bezdin when it went through the list of Elohim Aloikin. It certainly can't be Rabbi Yitzchak, because the Mishnah did mention several Chayvi Krisos. Must be it's Rabbi Akiva, and it's for that reason it mentions Chayvi Krisos. It doesn't mention Chayvi Mises Bezdin. And we had a whole Amid Gemara discussing what is the Bir HaMachloikis between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yitzchak will be the primary topic of today's daf. But yesterday the Gemara discussed what's the Bir HaMachloikis between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yishmael, even Chayvi Mises Bezdin get malchus. According to Rabbi Akiva, Chayvi Krisos get Mises Bezdin, but Chayvi Mises Bezdin do not get malchus. Says the Gemara, the machlokes is, had a darshan the pasuk kidei rishasai. There's a rule, kidei rishasai. Kidei rishasai says that when Bezdin is prosecuting a person and they're going to issue a verdict, they're going to punish him, mishum risha achas ato mechayvoi, v'i ato mechayvoi mishum shtei rishais. It's for that reason that the Gemara says there's a shita sachachomim that holds that Edom Zoymimin don't get malchus for loisana breyache itchaker, because they're anyways being punished vasisam lekashazom lasis lachiv, and once you get one punishment, you can't get another punishment. You can't be loike umishalim. For the same reason, says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva holds, you also can't get Misa and Malchus. And being that this loisaseh is subject to Misa's Bezdin, loisaseh meres, you're going to get Misa for what you did. If you're going to get Misa for what you did, how can you get Malchus for what you did? Mishum risha achas ato mechayvoi, viato mechayvoi, mishum shtei rishois. Incidentally, in the past, we've mentioned that this idea, although it sounds very similar to the concept of kumle b'derabimine, it's really not kumle b'derabimine. Rabbi Chaim in Stencils and Ksubis and Amakis discusses that kumle b'derabimine luchud and kidei rishoseh luchud. But the bottom line is, what we need for Pasha Pshat in our Gemara is there's an idea of Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechayva Viata Mechayva Mishum Shtei Rishois. So it's for that reason it's not possible to get Misa and Malchus. Shmuel argues, because Rabbi Shmuel holds that Misa and Malchus is a Misa Arichta, that First, obviously, you're going to give the person malchus. Afterwards, you're going to give him misa. And the way we look at it is not that Beis Din administered two punishments, but it was one long, scenic, painful punishment. It started off with one, and then two, up to 39, and then they finished the job when they killed him. But we look at it as a misa richta. If it's a misa richta, then it's not going to be a stira mishum kedei rishasi. The thing that the Gemara struggled with is if Rabbi Akiva holds kedei rishasi, then why is chayvei krisus different? Chayvei krisus also shouldn't be like because say mishum risha achas ata mechayva vi ata mechayva mishum shnei rishais Hashem in Shemayim they're going to give this person karis. How could Beis Din go ahead and give the person malchus? So the Gemara said, and that was the last thing that we saw, that it could be Rabbi Akiva held the drush of kedei rishasai is rishais hamesura leBeis Din. Beis Din can't give two punishments, and being that karis is not administered by Beis Din, karis comes bidei Shemayim. So one punishment is bidei Shemayim, the other punishment, the malchus, is bidei Yadam. As a result, it's not going to be a steer. But one thing you see is that the first beer in the Gemara is suggesting it's working with the premise that the machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva was when bepoyel there's misas Beis Din. So that if a person was over an Avera with Edim and Asra and he met all the technical criteria that needs to be met in order to get misas Beis Din, will you get Malkus? According to Rabbi Shmuel, yeah. Because it's not a stira kitei rishasai, misa richtei. According to Rabbi Akiva, not. But one thing, it sounds clear that even according to Rabbi Akiva, let's say a person's over a loisa seishiesh by misas Beis Din, but he's not physically getting misas Beis Din. Because there was no hasra for misa. Or he wasn't matarats milo misa. Or we tripped up in one of the other criteria that you need in order for a person to get misas Beis Din. In that case, it sounds pretty clear that even according to Rabbi Akiva, there would be malchus by chayvei misas Beis Din. Tosfos makes the diuk, and it's very obvious in the pshat of the Gemara. Either way, that was the first beer in the Gemara, so that takes us right into the second beer. The Gemara, Rava Amar Rava said, Asur Beiluk Tala, if in fact this person got asra le misa kulam le pligidein loik omeis, everybody would agree there's no loik omeis, meaning the diak we just made. Rabbi Shmuel is going to agree that if this person is getting Misa's Beis Din, then he's not going to get Malkus. Ki pligi, what was the Machloikis? The Asra Beis Malkus. Where there was only Asra Lo Malkus, there wasn't Asra Lo Misa's Beis Din. So there's no Misa's Beis Din. There's no problem of Kedei Rishasai. All there is going to be Malkus. Rabbi Shmuel Sofer, it's only there that Rabbi Shmuel holds Lavshit Nozara's Misa's Beis Din. Like you know, there you're going to get Malkus. And despite the fact that this Loisasei is technically, theoretically, hypothetically subject to Misa's Beis Din, that doesn't bother me. Because even though it's Nitin Lazarus Mises Beis Din, still you're going to get Malkus. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds Lavshin Lazarus Mises Beis Din, ain't like it all. That being that this Malkus, this Lav, is subject to Mises Beis Din, that in and of itself means that you can't get Malkus, even though right now you didn't meet the technical criteria to get Mises Beis Din. It doesn't bother me because there's a rule that a Lav, Shenitin Lazarus Mises Beis Din, ain't like it all. Which is the halacha, by the way, which is something that comes up in different places in Shas. It's because we pass on Rabbi Akiva that any Lav that's Nitin Lazarus Mises Beis Din, even if there is no Mises Beis Din, nothing to do with Kedei Rishasi. Kedei Rishasi would mean if you're getting Misa, you can't get Malkus. Over here, you're not getting Misa. Why aren't you getting Misa? You will have a Lav that has Misa's Beis Din because there was no Hasra with Misa. Even if you're not getting Misa, it doesn't bother me. That, in and of itself, that this Hazara is Shaykh to Misa's Beis Din, that disqualifies you from getting Malkus. What's the beer? The beer is very simple. Because we know ain't Oinchen Elen Kemazirin. The only time you can get Malkus, the only time you can get any punishment in the Torah, but certainly Malkus, is if there was an Azara. That means the Torah would have to say, do not do this, in order for there to be Malkus. But here's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of Lav Shein Lazarus Mises Beis Din states, this is the rule, that the only time you get Malkus if there's an Azara is if the Azara was stated exclusively for the Malkus. So if there's an Azara that was stated exclusively for Malkus, then the rule is you're going to get Malkus if you're over that Azara. But a Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mises Beis Din, the Azara can't be there exclusively to teach me Malkus because I need the Azara to tell me that this is Mises Beis Din. Because again, ain't Oin Chanel came Azir. So you can't get Mises Beis Din unless there's an Azara. So once I need the Azara for the Mises Beis Din, I don't have an exclusive Azara for Malkus, and it's for that reason we say Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mises Beis Din ain't like an Olaf. That's the beer. So the beer in Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mises Beis Din is that once the Azara was used, or I need it to serve as the premise for Misa's Bezdim, and Mela, I don't have it exclusive anymore for Malkus. Freak the Gemara, if that's the case, Ihochi, Chavi Krisus, Namik, Lavshit, and Lazarus, Chorus, so why don't we say the same thing regarding Chorus? Rabbi Kiva holds that there's no Malkus by Chavi Misa's Bezdim. By Chavi Krisus, there is going to be Malkus. We should say the same thing, that there should be no Malkus by Chavi Krisus, because the Lav is Nitain Lazarus, Chorus. And what would be the beer? Again, the beer would be, don't I need the Azora for Chorus? If there's a rule of Ein Oinchin, Elon Kei Mazirin, and that's why I need the Azora by Misa's Bezdin for Misa's Bezdin, so I don't have it extra. It's not exclusive for Malkus. Say the same thing regarding Chorus. This is what I heard in the name of the great Rava, Chayvi Krisus Loistrichas. Not Hasra, Azara. Chayvi Krisus don't need Azara. Meaning that you don't have to have an Azara for Chorus, so I don't need the Loisase for the Chorus. Because even though it's true, Ain Ancient Elon Kei Mazirin, that's only Misas or Unchen Bidene Adam. But Bidene Shemaim, there is no such rule that you need the Azarif. I don't need the Azarif for Chorus. So it comes out, I could use it exclusively for the Malkus. What's the right? How do you know the Chavi Krisis don't need Azarif? Shari Pesach Umilo. Anash Alpha Bishlo Yizr. Pesach Umilo are mitzvah sases. They're both not lois sases. These are the two examples of mitzvah sases that if a person's over gets Chorus. If somebody is over Pesach or Mila, he gets Chorus. Now there's no Azarif. Because it's an assay. An assay by definition means there's no azara. And still you see this chorus. So you see that chorus doesn't father an azara. Faith to Gemara. Anytime a person is over a chavi krisis b'shoikik, what's the punishment? So the punishment is that he has to bring a carbon chatos. Faith to Gemara, maybe the carbon chatos requires an azara. So weiter, it's a lav shenitein lazara's chorus. So say that the Azara is not exclusive to Malkus. So why does Rabbi Akiva, who holds Lav Shemitin Lazarus, he says, Bezdin Eloikin Olof, hold the Lav Shemitin Lazarus Chorus, yeah, Eloikin Olof, say that even though the Chorus doesn't need Azara, maybe the Carbon needs Azara, and says the Gemara, here you can't bring me a ride from Pesach Umilo. Because to the contrary, Pesach Umilo don't bring a Carbon. Vidum Azara the Carbon, the Pesach Umilo, the less Azara like mighty Carbon. So if anything, Pesach Umilo, now would be the Raya. That would be the Zecha Ladavar, the Raya Ladavar. Because Pesach Umilo don't bring a carbon, even though the Chayvi Krisus. So the question begs itself, why not? I know why not. Because maybe you need an Azara for carbon. And being that Pesach Amilo are assays, there's no Azara, that's good for why there's no carbon. But the bottom line is, if I need the Azara the carbon, so every lav, sheyesh by karis, should be a lav shenitin lazara's karis. How does Rabbi Yekiba hold that you get Malkus? So the Gemara says, no, hasam lav, I know time. Really, carbon doesn't need an Azara. Ah, if carbon doesn't need an Azara, what's pshat in Pesach Amilo? That there's no carbon. It's based on something else. The iskish kol ha-terukul ha-vedus kechavim. The makar that all Chayvi Krisus bring a carbon chatos is the ikur parish of chatos is said by Avodah Zara. And anything that's similar to Avodah Zara, if you do that, b'shoygig, you're going to bring a chatos. And Avodah Zechavim, Sheval Taisa, Avodah Zechavim is unique in that it's a Sheval Taisa, the terrorist telling you, don't do something. Av kol Sheval Taisa, so to any do not do, has chorus. Lafukehani, Pesach Amilo, where the terrorist is not telling you not to do something, but to the contrary, the kumva say, the terrorist is telling you, yeah, to do something. Bottom line is, says the Gemara, Rava Omar, Pshat in Rabbi Akiva is, Rabbi Akiva holds, Lav Shenitin Lazarus Misas Bezdin, Ein Loikin Olav, Lamainaf Gemino, the Yisrael, you don't do a Kedei Rashasa. Meaning, even if you never got Hasra Lemisa, still the halacha is going to be, you don't get Malkus for anything that's Nitin Lazarus Misas Bezdin. And the reason again is because you need the Azara for the Misas Bezin, so it's not exclusive anymore for the Malkus. Ravina said, La'olam, Kida Amrina Meikar. Ravina went back to the original Pshat. The Pshat Rabbi Akiva is based on Kedei Rishos. And the only time you don't get Malkus for Misas Bezin is if there's physically going to be Misa. Shemasu Tshuva. What was the Kasha? The Kasha was, what's the difference between Nitin Lazaras Chorus and Nitin Lazaras Mises Bezdin? Why is it that the Chayvi Mises Bezdin don't get Malkus, but the Chayvi Krisus do get Malkus? Man of Shafak, you say Kedei Rishasa, you say Kedei Rishasa. So the first teretz of the Gemara was, Kedei Rishasa means Risho Yisam Yisrim Lebezdin. Now the Gemara says a different teretz. Shemasu Tshuva Bezdin Shomai Lamoichla, my Amr Talei, of a Tshuva Leipzikin Nilsa the Chorus. Chorus is different than Mises Bezdin. Meaning, Mises Bezdin, for sure there's going to be two punishments. So therefore you can't get Malkus. But by Chorus, it's not for sure that there's going to be two punishments. And being that it's not for sure there's going to be two punishments, why not? Because maybe the person's going to do Tshuva. And if he does Tshuva, he's never going to get Chorus. So it's not Muchlat. that he's going to have the two punishments, if it's not mukhlat that he's going to have the two punishments, so over there you don't say the halacha of kedei reshasa. When do you say kedei reshasa? If there's vaday two punishments. If there's not vaday two punishments, meaning he's working with the first teretz of the Gemara, he's just giving a different answer why there is kedei reshasa by Mises Bezin, but there's no kedei reshasa by Chayvei Krisus. Exhales. Either way, what we had over here was a new halacha, a very important halacha of lav sheniten lazaras Mises Bezin. So when you talk about malchus, there's a lot of rules and regulations. Right? There's a lot of different exceptions to the rule. The general rule is that anytime a person's over a loy saseh, as defined by the Torah saying loy, pen, hishomer, or al. Anything that has one of those prefixes is considered a loy saseh, you get malchus. But you have to read the fine print. There's an idea of lav shen beimaisa, this lav shenita glase, this lav shabekloloys that comes up sometimes. And in our sugi, you have a lav shen and lazarus mises betzis. It's just interesting to point out that not every time you don't get malchus is it for the same reason. We've spoken at Raid over the years about lav she'in by Maisa, that there's an idea that it could be the reason you don't get malchus by lav she'in by Maisa is because qualitatively, a lav that doesn't involve a Maisa is a lesser lav. And being that it's a lesser lav, it's for that reason that you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus because of a klishus, some chalishus, some shvachkeit, another adjective, in the loisa say, because it didn't involve a maisa. You did a maisa, that's a grubber thing. But you do it without a maisa, it's not as chomor. Lav shen nitek lasei, for example, so that's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf, that has nothing to do with it being a klishos in the loisa say. It's based on a whole different svara, different methodology. It's nitek lasei. The Torah said that the way you're going to correct this loisa say is not by getting a slap on the wrist, pun intended, but rather the way it's going to happen is going to be by doing the assay. And then you have something called the lav shen lazarus mises bezdin, where it's certainly not kolish the loisa. To the contrary, it's nitin lazaras mises bezdin. It's based on a technicality. You need an exclusive azar in order to be able to get malchus. In this case, you don't have the exclusive azar as it relates to gay malchus. This is something we'll talk about at the end of the week. But the truth is, whether something is subject to malchus or not subject to malchus, by the way, has nafkiminas la locha even bizmanenu. Even Mizman Azeh, despite the fact that there's no Malkus, the whole controversy with the Meri Beirav, where, you know, years ago, they with Danusin from Sfarad, he wanted to try to give them Malkus, they should get Kapara for the fact that, you know, they were doing certain Averas just to survive. But the point is, even though we don't have Malkus today, but there could be Nafkeminas Lalocha, if something is a Lav that is subject to Malkus or not, in the sugis of Amavazviz, Ayavazviz, Yosef Mechaymesh, in the sugis of Psule Eidus, right? When is a person considered a Rasha that he's Pasal Eidus? If he's over a Lois, Saseshesh by Malkus. That's the rule of thumb. Chayshemish, Batsim, and Lamedalid. That's the general theme. If a person's over a Lav, Sheyesh by Malkus, De Raisa, he's Pasal Eidus, De Raisa. Malkus Mardus, you Pasal Eidus, De Rabbanon. So you have to know, is it something today that had you back in the day gotten Malkus for, you're going to be Pasul Eidus. If not, not. Pasul Eidus is something that's very relevant, Bezman Eino. So the bottom line is that even though there is no physical Malkus, Bezman Azeh, but if you look in the Rishonim and the Poskim, there are times where whether something's a Chi of Malkus will be discussed. And at first glance, it's Hilchos HaMashicha. Who cares if there's Malkus today? It actually Chaps Nafkiminas. Again, Reid that we'll get to at the end of the week. Either way, Zok to Gemara. So the third sheet in the Braisa was Sheetas Reb Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak said that you don't get Malkus if it's a loisa say that's subject to Mises Bezin, and you also don't get Malkus if it's a loisa say that's subject to Karis. Says the Gemara, Reb Yitzchak Oimer, what's the Makar? And it's based on Limudim. So really, Daf Yudalid is a type of Daf that appears very often in Chas. We had many such Dafin in Sanhedrin. It's based on Limudim. Real Yud Gimel Midos Shatayra Nidreshes Behem. There's a lot of back and forth. Really, you have to be well versed in Torah Shabbat in order to fully appreciate the adaf like this. Also, you have to help chesh with the ve'idach and the ve'idach. So it's a volley. It keeps on going back and forth and forth and back and back and forth. So you have to be able to help up. And we always speak out from the Bnei Yisoscha, that the Bnei Yisoscha said that when a person learns the Yud Gimel Midos Shatayra Nidreshes Behem, it's Ma'ir the Yud Gimel Midos Shorachanim. So this is not such an easy Gemara, but, you know, maybe a silver lining when you go through it. It's something that you definitely have to help cup. So just a figuratively 1 second akdama. And that is that we know that if somebody is nichshol in one of the arayas, karas, So some of them have Mises Bezdin, different types of Mises Bezdin, sometimes Skila, sometimes Chenek, sometimes Reifa. But Hatzad HaShova Shebehem is they're all subject to Karis, right? Even someone that's over something that has Mises Bezdin, if there's no Edom and Asrael, then it's Karis. So all the Arayas have Karis, and it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk in the very end of Parashas Achrimos, which is one of the two places in the Torah where the Torah discusses the Parash of Arayas, says, Kichol Asher Yase. So if somebody's over one of the arayos, he's chayiv koras. So any one of the arayos, v'nichrisu hanefashos ha'isois mikerevamam. What's oisois lashon rabim? The man is chayiv koras, and the woman is chayiv koras as well. And the Gemara says that even though only the man is doing a maisa, it says v'nichrisu hanefashos ha'isois, the woman isn't doing a maisa. She's karka oilam. She's not doing an act. But the Gemara at the beginning of Perek HaMayniach, from all places tucked away, says the Gemara, the thing that the woman has hanah, the anah that she has makes it as if she's doing a maisa. And that's why it says, v'nichrisu hanefashos ha'oisois. The emphasis of ha'oisois is that side the man, side the woman, but the bottom line is it doesn't matter which one of the arayas. Kichol asher yaseh mikol ha'toyev yisraela. Any one of the aforementioned arayas. Stating that, there's two psukim in Parashas Kedoshim, the second place that the Torah discusses the parash of arayas, that discuss specific arayas and says chorus. V'isha asher yikach es achosoy, bas ove voy basimoy, v'ro eser vaso, v'hi tira eser vasoy, Chesed hu v'nichrisu le'enei bnei amam ervas achoisa gilei avoyna yisa. So the pasuk is talking about the erva of achoisa, and the Torah says for achoisa this chorus. Next pasuk v'ish ashe yishkaf es isho dova onida v'gilo es arvasa es mekoyroi he'era v'hi gilso es mekoy domer v'nichrisu shnei b'kerev amam. So the Torah singles out two arayos where there's a chi of chorus. The first one is achoisai, and the second one is nida. So at first glance, the question begs itself. That once we have the pasuk already, at the end of Parshas Achrimos, that says, kichol asher yaseh mikol ha'toyev yisraela, v'nichrisu. So why do I need to single out achoisai, and why do I need to single out nida? So that Meshech HaGemara, the Gemara is going to answer both of these questions, but the Gemara begins with the first question. Again, Rabbi Yitzchok Omer, chai v'krisus b'chlal hoyu. There was a general rule. The pasuk in the end of Parshas Achrimos, Gichol Asher Yaseh Mikol HaToyev Oseela V'Nichrisu. If so, V'lo B'Yotzes Kores B'Choisoy. So why did they have to single out Kores B'Choisoy? Zok the Gemara Lo Doinei B'Kores V'Lo B'Malkes. To tell me a general chiddush, to tell me that any time a person is over a Chavi Krisos, you only get Kores and you don't get Malkes. That's the emphasis. There's no chiddush that you get Kores B'Choisoy. I know that from the Klal. You know what the chiddush is? Only Kores and nothing else. And once I know that Achoisoy, which is a chayve krisos, only gets karas and doesn't get malchus. It's a dover shahoya bechlal. For yotzam in aklal lelamid loy lelamid al atzma yotza el lelamid al aklal kula yotza. To teach me that every single time a person is over chayve krisos, he's only going to get karas. He's not going to get mad. Zok the Gemara, Rabbanon, that argue, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, our Mishnah, Karas Bachoyse Lamali. How do they explain why it says Karas Bachoyse? They hold you to get Malkus by Chayvik Krisis. Zok the Gemara, Lechalik. It's coming to teach me a different halacha. Ukit Rabbi Yechon. Dam Rabbi Yechon and said, Shemasan Kulam Helam Echad. If a person would be over all the arayos, the Helam Echad, or several arayos, the Helam Echad, the halacha would be Chayv Akolachas Vachas. He's going to be Chayv for each one. So when does a person bring a carbon chatos? Anytime he's over a Chayvik Krisis b'shoigig, he brings chatos. Shoigig means that he made a mistake. There was something he should have known that he didn't know. It's what the Gemara refers to as a helam. There was a halama. Something was hidden from him. Something that he could have, would have, should have known that he didn't know. As a result, he did an avera. Being that it was done behelam, it was done b'shoigig. It's for that reason that he doesn't get karis, he doesn't get mises bezdin. Instead, all he has to do is he has to bring a carbon. What happens if a person does multiple averos behelam? So, if a person would do the same Avera, let's keep it simple. It'll get more complicated as we go through the Gemara. But if a person does one Avera over and over and over again, Behelam Echad, so he keeps on being Mechal Shabbos, the same Melacha. He keeps on doing, he's Beirir on Shabbos, again and again and again and again, the Shaygig, he does it all Behelam Echad. So, you're going to bring one Garbe Chatas. The reason it's one Chatas is because being that it was done by one Halama, now if you made a mistake, and then somebody corrected you, and then you made another mistake, and someone corrected you, and you made a third mistake. So for each helam, you're gonna bring another carbon. That's perek klal gadol, most lamdish perek in Masechta Shabbos, seventh perek, where it discusses all these different halachas. But the halama
is really what determines how many karbonos you're going to bring. What if a person's over many arayos? So a person is bala chaysa, and he's bal nida, and he's bal neshesh, and he's bal different arayos, all behelam echad. You're going to bring one karbon? Or you can bring many karbonos. Do we look at it as if he did one avera behelam echad, you only bring one karbon? Or do you look at it as if he did many averas, even behelam echad, for each avera that you do, naturally, you're going to have to bring another karbon? Said Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is if somebody's over all the arayos, behelam echad, chayiv al kol achas v'achas. And Rabbi Yochanan know that halacha, says the Gemara. Now he knew it from Karas Tachoysai. You know why the Torah singled out Karas Tachoysai? I already had the klal, because based on the klal, I would have thought that all the arayos are treated like one avera. It's like you did bayre. That's the way you would look at it, despite the fact that they're different arayos. Kamash malon, this Karas Tachoysai, that each erva has its own chorus, so to speak, to tell me that if you do many arayos behelam echad, you're going to be chayv kolachas v'achas. Look, the Gemara Rabbi Yitzchak, who used achoysoy to tell me chorus and no malchus by chayv kriz l'chalik. How does he know? Chalik. Nafgalei knows it from somewhere else. It says vel isha benidas tumasa. So when the pasuk talks about the iser, the erv of nida, it says vel isha benidas tumasa leisikrav legalos servasa. Why does it say vel isha? What's the emphasis of the word? Isha lechayva called isha v'isha. They tell me yechayev for every isha. So you see that when it comes to harayis, for every isha you're going to be chayev. If you chayev for every isha, so naturally, if you're over all the harayis, you're going to be chayev kolachas v'achas. Because even if you do, or if a person is over with multiple women, but each woman has the same erva, you're going to be chayv al kol isha v'isha. The point is, each isha is a separate mechayv when it comes to carbon. So naturally, kol arayis behelam echad, you're going to be chayv al kol achas v'achas. For Rabbanan nami teipek lemihaz, the Gemara enochen nami, the Rabbanan also really know lechalik from the el isha menidas tumas. El karas tachoyse lobeli, hajokushya. So what do they do with karas tachoyse? Lechayv al achoyse, v'alachoyseve, v'alachoyseve. If a person's bo al achoyse, and an achoyse, and Achaisimoy, even though they're all Achaisois, it doesn't matter. One is his sister, one's his father's sister, one's his mother's sister. He's going to be chayv al kolachas v'achas. Why do I need a special limit for that? Hare gufan muchlokin, hare shemus muchlokin. If you're telling me that if a person's boil five nidos, behelam echad, the halacha is going to be chayv al kolachas v'achas, because even though they're all the same erva, it's all nida, but it's five different women, and as a result, you chayv for each one, then certainly achayse and achayzov achayzimoy. Because over there, there are three women, and there are also three different arayas. It's true, there's a tzad hashava, they're all achayse diga arayas. But at the end of the day, there are three different arayas. El says more, you're right. B'chayv al achayse, shichas avam achayzimoy. You know what you need achayse for? The person is boil the erva achayse. And achoisaviv and achoisimoy, and they're all the same person. So it's his sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister, and they're all this. Ve'echim v'shkachlo. How's that possible? Bereshia barishia. So take a look at Rashi. You need your Yevamis, right? This is classic Yevamis. But the bottom line is Rashi tells you exactly how it's possible. But if it was one woman for our sugya, that's achoisay, achoisaviv, and achoisimoy. Over there, I would have thought that being that it's one woman, so mechatesi, you should be chayiv three chatois, maybe only one. Because what's the makar that I know that you chayiv al kolachas v'achas mi ve'el isha benidas tumasa? What's the punchline of that drasha? L'chayiv al kol isha v'isha. Over here it's one woman. It's just three different shemes. Kamash malan achoisai. Achoisai tells me for each erva, you chayiv a separate chatois. It's tuli mudin. Ve'el isha tells me many, same erva, multiple women, chayiv al kol isha v'isha. Achoisai tells me one woman, multiple shemois of arayos, like achoisai, achazov, achazimoi, rishia bar rishia, you're going to be chayiv al kol shem v'shem. Two separate drashas. So, Rabbi Yitzchak coming. No, this, okay. So, Rabbi Yitzchak used achoisai to teach me chayiv krisus have chorus and not malchus. And he has el isha to tell me chayiv al kol isha v'isha. But how does he know if it's one woman with multiple shemois of arayos, chayiv al kol erva v'erva? So, nafke mikal v'chayme. He learns mikal v'chayme. He learns mikal v'chayme. Shaltis, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shu, Beikvah Shal Imam Shochel Likach Behemah the Mishnah Flesh Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shu, they were going to buy flesh for the chasana of the son of the nasi, Rabbi Gamliel. And as they're going to buy meat, they're preparing for the wedding. Rabbi Akiva turns to them and he asks a question. He says, "Abba lachisoy sheyachis aviv sheyachis imay ma." What's the halacha? Meaning, how many chatois? If this happened b'shoygig, are you going to be chayiv? So he said, "Ein chayiv ela." Al kula el achas. Oy chayiv kol achas v'achas. You're gonna be chayiv for each one, or you only be chayiv. Amalei, they told them zulay shamanu. I don't know. Avol shamanu, we know something else. Haba chomish nashim nidais behelam echad. If someone's born five nidais or behelam echad, chayiv kol achas v'achas. V'nir nidvarim kal v'chaimis. He said lochur it's a kal v'chaim. Man nido, man dechan nido shi shem echad, which is only one erva. Can over here sheshloisha shemois over here where it's three shemois like kolshken it's a madoch five women but one shem yichayva kolachas v'achas so certainly over here where it's three shemois but the idach the gemara says so he told him back what kind of kavuchemer is that kavuchemer prichahu why is it a kavuchemer pricha malin nida sheken gufan muchlakim the nida it's true it's all nida but at the same time. It's five different women. Over here, we're discussing a case where it's one woman that has three shemis. Mean, leroy is that, karoy is that. Each one is different. But how could you tell me kal v'chaymer? How could you tell me madoch, one shem erva, five women, kal v'chaymer, three shem ervois, and one woman? One has gufon muchlakin, the other one has shemis muchlakin. How do you know one is more than the other? So the Gemara says, you're right. Havade kal v'chaymer prichu. It's an upgefrekta kal v'chaymer. El enafkele, the makar is, me'achoysoy de seifa. The pasuk that mentions chorus by achoysoy. So it says, v'isha sheikach es achoysoy. Bas aviv, oy bas imoy, v'ro asar vasoy, v'hi tira asar vasoy, chesed hu, v'nichresu le'enei bnei yamam. This is the pasuk that singles out chorus b'achoysoy, and then it concludes, ervas achoysoy gila avoyno yiso. So why did it have to say at the end of the pasuk, ervas achoysoy gila? Why does it have to chazer over again achoysoy? L'chayvoy, says the Gemara, must be coming to teach me this halacha, to teach me where it's one person, but three arayas, even over there, you're going to be chayv. So again, the question was that according to Rabbi Yitzchok, that uses the parsha of achoysoy by chorus to teach me that you only get chorus, but you don't get malchus. So how does he know that if somebody's ba on this, rishiyah bar rishiyah, achoysoy sheyachas ovim, sheyachas imoy, how do you know that you're going to be chayv chatas or kolachas v'achas? Rabbanon used it from achoysoy. Because that's Rabbanon hold that you do get Malkus by Chayvi Krisis. But Rabbi Yitzchak holds you don't get Malkus by Chayvi Krisis because he uses this parish of Achoysa. How does he know that? Says Rabbi Yitzchak, there's an extra word Achoysa. And the extra word Achoysa in the parish that says Karis by Achoysa teaches me that halacha. Okay, the Idach, so let's go back now. According to the Chachamim, Achoysa the Sefer Lomeli. Why does it say that Achoysa the Sefer? L'chayvay al Achoysa bas avivu bas imoy. It's because if you look in the Pasuk itself, the Pasuk discusses Isha sheikach as Achoysa bas avivu oy bas imoy. Either Achoysa min ha'av or Achoysa min ha'im. How do you know Achoysa min ha'av or min ha'im? So the Gemara discussed this braisa at length earlier in the Masechta, Daf Yomid Beis, it comes up in many places in Shas. The answer is, it says Achoysa at the end, again, the rabbi is not only achoyse min ha'av, and not only achoyse min ha'im, but either achoyse min ha'av u min ha'im. Why do we need a pasuk for that? Isn't it a kal v'chaymer? Madich yichayv chorus for achoyse min ha'av, or achoyse min ha'im. Kal v'chaymer, you're chayv chorus for achoyse min ha'av u min ha'im. Loimar, it teaches me she'ein o'inche min ha'den. This is the makar, te'ein o'inche min ha'den. This is how you know you can't get Malchus or Chorus or any punishment based on a Kal V'chaim. Bottom line is that Achoys is very important. This is the Makar to the rule of Ein O'inche Min Hadin. Break the Gemara of Idach. Okay, so as Rabbi Yitzchak know now Ein O'inche Min Hadin, Achoys is not there to teach me Achoys Min Avu Min Ha'im. So presumably, how do you know Achoys Min Avu Min Ha'im? Maybe me Kal V'chaim. But the bottom line is, how do you know Achoys Min Avu Min Ha'im? Or put differently, how do you know Ein O'inche Min Hadin? So the Gemara says, Iba Yaseimo, either Gemara Inish Me Azara. Because the truth is, the Gemara makes the same exact drasha. If you remember the Brisa on the Nafei Amud Beis, for the Azara of Achoys, because you need an azara for achoysa min avim minayim, and you need the chorus, the oynish, for azara min avim minayim. This achoysa teaches me the oynish. How do I know the azara? It's a separate limud. So Rabbi Yitzchak agreed with the other limud, and he held that once I have the limud that tells me that there's an azara for achoysa min avim minayim, memela I know there's going to be chorus for achoysa min avim. He holds in Ein Min Hadin, and he acknowledges that you would need a drasha to tell me Achoysa Min Ha'av Min Ha'im. It's just not in this pasuk. This pasuk is teaching me what Rabbi Yitzchak calls. I know it from somewhere else. Iba Yaseima Nafkile Me Achoysa. Believe it or not, there's another Achoysa in this very pasuk that's extra. Achoysa De Reisha. The pasuk starts V'Isha Sheyikach Es Achoysa Bas Ovei Voi Bas Imoi. The diuk is it could have just said V'Isha Sheyikach Bas Ovei Voi Bas Imoi. Why does it have to say V'Isha Sheyikach Es Achoysa? So the whole pasuk is extra. The word achoysoy in the Seifa is extra, and Rabbi Yitzchak holds the word achoysoy in the Reisha is extra as well. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, I have three drushes in this pasuk. I have the halacha that chayvei krisos get koris, they don't get malchus. I have the halacha that if somebody is born achoysoy shibasav bevas imo, it's one person, the halam echad, going to be chayv koris, al kol achas v'achas, for each one of the arayas, there'll be three chatoyas in that case. And I also know the halacha that achoysoy, that's basaviv and basimoy, you're gonna be chayiv koris, loymar, she'ein oin shemenadin. According to the Rabbanan, you have two drushes in this pasuk. I don't have three, I have two. So I have the latter two, but the first one, that chayiv krisos, you got koris, and now malchus, that you don't have. Says the Gemara, aye, what about this first drusha achoysoy? I mean, the Rabbanan, they're just not gonna have this word achoysoy? No, we have to make it work. So the Gemara, humi boyele lechale koris lemefatem ulesach. Here the Gemara pulls in an Einoy Inyan, a classic in Einoy Inyan. Says the Gemara, that before you understand the next line, I have to introduce you to some psukim in the Torah, tucked away, in Parshas Kisisa. The pasuk says as follows. The context over there is the Shemen HaMishcha. The Bnei Yisrael Tadaber Lemer, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yiyazel Lila Deire Seichen. So the Shemen HaMishcha that was used to anoint kings, it was used to anoint the Kehanim Gedolim, the Kalim of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash, says the Pasuk, Al Psar Odom Lo Yisach. You can't just put the Shemen HaMishcha on a person. U'bemaskuntoy Lo Yisasu Kamoy. Not only can't you put it on somebody, you also can't make it. Kodeshu? And then the pasuk says, "Ish ashe yirkach kamayu." If a person is going to go ahead and he's going to make the shemen amishcha, va'ashe yitam imenu azar, or he's going to put the shemen amishcha on a person, v'nichras meyamav, he's going to be chayiv kar. Shtelzach deshayla. What happens if a person is over these two isurim? He is over the alpsar adam lo yisach ubemaskuntoy lo yisase kamayu. Or as the pasuk says it the second time, "Ish ashe yirkach kamayu, va'ashe yitam imenu azar." He does them both b'shoigig, and he does it b'halamech. The pasuk says v'nichras yichayv kar. So we know if you do b'shoigig, you're going to be chayv chatas. The question is, if you did both of them b'halamech, you're going to be chayv chatas times one, or you're going to be chayv chatas times two. What's the shayla? It's two isurim, because it says karis once that encompasses both isurim. Isha sheyirkach kamayu v'ashiyitim imenu azar v'nichras meyamav. It's one karis. So do you say that being that it's one karis, it's going to be one chatas, or maybe no? And a chanami is one chorus, but there's going to be a special chatas for each one. Says the Gemara, I have an extra word achoysoy in the parish of Arayas, and I don't need it. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, I need it. But according to Rabbanan, I don't need it. So what am I going to do with it? In Einoy Inyan to the parish of achoysoy and the parish of Arayas, Tneyu Inyan to the parish of Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, to tell me that even though it says v'nichas me'am of one time for both Yisurim, but l'chalik yotzes, they're going to be chayv a separate chatas for each one of these averas. Zok the Gemara, in one line, v'idach, ha'um yibayile l'chalik kores l'mefatem u'lesach. V'idach, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know he doesn't have anything extra in the parish of Achoysoy? How does he know that you're going to be chayv a separate chatas for Mefatim and Sach, Rabbi Lozer and Rav Hoshia. Dom Rabbi Lozer and Rav Hoshia. Kol makom shat ma'isish nei lav in the chorus. Any time you find two lav in one chorus, chalukin ein the carbon. Meaning he has his general rule. He doesn't need specially mood him every time the Torah has something like this. V'ibay yaseim lo yisavol like Rabbi Lozer, or maybe he doesn't hold like Rabbi Lozer. But v'nafkale he has another pasuk somewhere else. Rabbi Yitzchak does also min einay inyan, because it's not in the parish of Mefatim and Sach. It's in the parish of Arayas also, and it's the isha sheyishka ves isha dava. So this is the pasuk that we mentioned in the beginning. We said there's the general pasuk that says v'nichesu hanefashu sa'oisois ki kolash yas mi kolat teyevaseila, that you get chorus for any one of their eyes, but then the Torah singled it out in two parshas. The Torah says it's chorus by achoisoi, and then the Torah says it's chorus by nidas. Until now we've been discussing what do you do with the chorus by achoisoi. So you have two drushes, three drushes. But you also have the extra chorus by nida. What am I going to do with that? V'isha sheyishka ves isha dava, with the Torah fears eyes for nichrusu shneim mikerav amar im einoy inyan to the parasha of arayis, because I don't need it. Neyo inyan to the parasha of mefatim mensach ve'idach. What are the rabbanon going to do with that pasuk? Because they already know mefatim mensach get to chatois from the achoysoy deresha in the pasuk of achoysoy. Because they don't use achoysoy to teach me chorus and not malchus. So they had one extra achoysoy, which was an eno inyan achoysoy tneyo inyan lomefatim ulusach. So they don't need then v'ish asheyishka v'sishadova, the chorus that it says, my nida, to teach me that you get a separate
chatas for mefata mitzach.
So what do they do with that pasuk? Humi boyle lechid Rabbi Yochanan. That whole pasuk I need for something else. Dom Rabbi Yochanan meshum Rabbi Shimon Yechoy. Minayin she'ein adam temeya ad sheyetze midava derechavas. How do you know that in order for a woman to be a nida, so the dam that comes from her has to come from her makor merva? How do you know that? It's not so mefurish anywhere in the Torah. Maybe anytime a woman bleeds, she becomes a nida. Maybe if blood comes out of her stomach, she becomes a nida. How do you know that the only time she becomes a nida is if the dam comes derech her vasa? Shenema v'ish ashe yishkaf es isha dava v'gola es her vasa v'gila es her vasa melamed she'inisha t'mei ad she'itzim ma'ad v'derech her vasa. That's what's going to happen in that passage. The only time she becomes a nida is if it came out derech her vasa, but if it didn't come out derech her vasa, she's not going to be either way. So we had a v'idach and a v'idach as promised. But the bottom line is, the Gemara makes it work out. At the end of the day, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Iker Parsha of Koris Bachoysa is to tell me Koris by Chavi Krisos and not Malkis, according to the Rabbana Ned. And as a result, we had to do a lot of work just to figure out all the extra Achoysais and the Koris by Nida. And we got into the Parsha Mefatim and Tzach. But the bottom line is, there's two Mahalchim of how to use the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayr Nidreshes Behem. But what we end up with in Yonenu is that our Mishnah said that Chayvei Krisos get Malkus, and the first ones mentioned in the Mishnah are all Chayvei Krisos. It's the like Rabbi Yitzchak. It's according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Torah wrote Karis Bachoisa, even though there's a general Karis by all the Arayas, to teach me you're going to get Karis, but you're not going to get Malkus. Either way, we have another half of Amud Gemara, which does a lot of the same. So the Mishnah said, V'tomei sha'ochal es ha'kodesh, v'habol ha'mikdash tomei. Somebody that's tomei that eats kachem gets malchus. V'habol amikdash tomei. Somebody that's tomei and he enters the beis amikdash, he too is going to get malchus. So again, you have to hold cup. They're both tumo and hektish, but they're not the same thing. One is with a person is tomei, the gavra is tomei, and he enters the beis amikdash in a state of tumo. The second is where the person is tamei, but he enters the base. Okay, so a tamei she'ochal es hakodesh, va'aba el hamikdash. In both cases, I'm sorry. The gavra is tamei, and one he ate kachim, and the other one he entered the base hamikdash. So you have a person that's tamei. You're not allowed to eat kachim. You're not allowed to enter the base hamikdash. For either one of them, you're going to be chayiv malkus. Zok to Gemara bishloima. Bishloima haba el hamikdash. Zok to Gemara. Bishloima. Where are we? Haba el hamikdash tamei. Somebody that's tamei enters the beis hamikdash. Ksiv oynesh. Ksiv azor. I know that he's chayv malchus. How do I know he's chayv malchus? Because I have an oynesh that's mentioned in the Torah, and I have an azor that's mentioned in the Torah. As oynesh. How do I have an oynesh? Ksiv es mikshgan Hashem timei v'nichrusa. Pasuk says that if somebody is Tomei and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Karis. So if he's Chayiv Karis, then by definition it means he's going to get Malkus. Because again, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that Chayiv Krisus Aloikin. Azara, there's also an Azara. It says V'lo Yitamu Es Machaneim. And V'lo Yitamu Machaneim, the context over there is talking about somebody that's Tomei. So somebody that's Tomei has a Loisa, say there's an Azara V'lo Yitamu Es Machaneim. It also says it's Mishkan Hashem Timei, if he is Metame the Machne, Vin Nichrasa. So I have the Oynish, I have the Azara. So it's partial why he's mentioned in the Mishnah of the Elohein Aloikin. Elo Tomei, Shachal Es HaKodesh. But if someone's Tomei and he eats Kodesh, Bishloima Oynish, Bishloima the Oynish Ksiv. It says V'anefesh HaShatoich HaBasim, Yizavach HaShom. It says before that you're going to be getting Koris. El Azor, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that if somebody's Tomei and he eats Kodesh, that it's a problem. And ain't Oinchin Elon Kemazirin. Certainly, as it relates to Malkus, let's talk about Malkus now. So, as it relates to Malkus, you can't get Malkus unless it's an Azara. Where is there an Azara? Sabala Mikdash Tomei. I have the Azara. But where's the Azara? Where's the Azara for a Tomei She'ochel Es HaKodesh? And it was so unclear that the Gemara is going to bring a Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That's going to take us till the bottom of the Yom. Because there's no Furisha Pasuk. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that if you're Tomei, you are not allowed to eat Kachem. Zok to Gemara. Reish Lakish, Shamash, Reish Lakish says it's true. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that if you're Tomei, you're not allowed to eat Kachem. You know what it does say? It says, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. Now the context over there, it's in the beginning of Parashas Tazria. It's talking about the Yoledes. So a woman has a baby, she becomes Tomei. Tumas Yoledes. 33 days, 66 days, you made Toma, you made Tyra, 714, right? The whole Cheshbon in the beginning got Yeshem Lamikri, Yeshem Lamasiris, Shivim, Shvayim. But the point is this: a woman has a baby, she becomes tummy. The pasuk says, "Ushloishim yoim, ushloishis yomim teishev bedmei tahira bechol kodesh loisiga ve'elam mikdash loisavoy ad meloisim mei tahira." This is the pasuk we're going to need for the rest of the daf. Bechol kodesh loisiga ve'elam mikdash loisavoy zok rish lakish. It says bechol kodesh loisiga. So if it says bechol kodesh loisiga, so this is my makar. Now it doesn't say loisoicha. It says loisiga, but it says you're not allowed to touch kachim, certainly not allowed to eat kachim. This is the nazara for a tameh she'ochel as ha-kodesh, have the nazara. That's why you're going to get malchus. Rabbi Yechonon says, Tani Bardula, I heard in the name of the Chacham Bardula, who said, Asya to Masay to Masay. No, the Makar is something else. Learn that from Xer Shabbat. Ksiv Hacha, it says, with regards to the tameh she'ochel as ha-kodesh, v'hanefesh ha-shatech ha-basar, v'tumasa yolo v'dich. So that's the pasuk that teaches us the Einish. V'ksiv Hasam, and it says, regarding the Baal and Mikdash Tomei Yia Oitu Masai Boy, Ma Lahalot Oinish Vazara, Afkan Oinish Vazara. I know from Xer Shava, Tomasai Tomasai. It's even though Ain Mazirim and Adin, that's Mikhail Chaimer, but certainly Xer Shava, you could learn a Nazara. So says Rabbi Yechanan, I disagree with Beish Lakish, but Chokodesh Laisiga is not a Makar. I don't have a Mufurish Makar, but I do have Xer Shava from Tomish Oichalas Akodesh to a Baal and Mikdash Tomei. Zok Tomar, Bishlam, Beish Lakish, I understand why Beish Lakish didn't want to learn Rabbi Yechanan. Xer Shava Legom, you have to have a Messiah for Xer Shava. And Reish Lakish felt he didn't have a Messiah from his Rabbeim, which is a Pella, because who was Reish Lakish's Rabbi? Rabbi Yechanan. El Rabbi Yechanan, my time, Allah, my Reish Lakish. But why did Rabbi Yechanan learn like Reish Lakish? The Chura, at first glance, Reish Lakish has a Mufurish Apostic. It says, B'chol Kodesh Leisiga, Amalacha, who has a Rabbi Truma? Reish Yechanan held that that Apostic is not talking about Kachem. B'chol Kodesh Leisiga is actually talking about Teruma, and it actually makes a little bit of sense. You know why? Because we're talking to a Yeledes, we're talking to a woman. A woman doesn't eat kachim. It's not so simple to find a case where a woman is even allowed to eat kachim. So presumably we're talking about the type of kodesh that a woman's allowed to eat. We're talking about truma. Ah, you'll tell me if I have an azara for truma, kal v'chaymer kachim, ein mazir min adin. So I can't learn anything from a kal v'chaymer. I would need a black and white pasuk, or a gzei reshava. So it says Rabbi Yechanan, the black and white pasuk I don't have. Because the pasuk that says that a Yeledes is not allowed to eat kachim, it doesn't mean kachim, it means teruma. To learn kal v'chaymer, I can't. Gzeir Shavas kim mefurish because of dami that I have asya tumasai tumasai. For Reish Lakish zok de gemara azara le teruma minale. According to Reish Lakish, that b'chol kodesh leisiga is talking about kachim. It's not truma. How does he know truma? Nafkalei, the pasuk says ish ish mizera haroin v'hutsa rua oizav. The end of the pasuk is b'kachim lo yoichal ad asheyita. Now, what type of kachim is this pasuk referring to? At first glance, kachim usually think of as kachim, but says Reish Lakish, "Eza udavish ushava b'chol zara shel aharin." Have I imaged true? Ish ish mizera aharin. All the children, all the einaklach and ir einaklach, from aharin akoyin are allowed to eat this type of kachim. That must be truma. Everyone can eat truma. Women, men, everybody can eat truma. Kachim is much more exclusive. So it's for that reason, says Reish Lakish, I know azara that a tummy is not allowed to eat truma. I know from that pasuk. V'idach. How about Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan, isn't that a mufurish pasuk? Ish ish mizera haroin, eza udavish ushava b'chol zarish al haroin. And what's the end of the pasuk? V'hut sarua oizav b'kachem lo yechel ad asheyitar. So what do you need b'chol kodesh leisiga to tell me azara fetruma? Why not learn it from there? Mar says you're right. Ahu la'achila v'hol negia. I need one pasuk to tell me that he's not allowed to touch. The other pasuk to tell me that he's not allowed to eat. Reish Lakish, fake the Gemara. Hay bechol kodesh leisiga lahachi udaasa. So the Gemara said again, we're trying to find the azara for a tamei that eats kachim. Tamei she'achal as hakodesh is mentioned in our Mishnah. He's one of the Elohim Aloikin, which suggests that there's an azara, because if there's no azara, there can't be malchus. Now the pasuk says mefurish that he gets karas. But for Karis, you don't need an Azara. For Malchus, you do need an Azara. So where's the Azara? Rabbi Yochanan said, Asya Tumasai Tumasai. Reish Lakish says, it's the Pasuk Bechol Kodesh Leisiga. You want to know what that Pasuk means? When the Torah tells you, Eledes, don't touch Kachim, it means don't eat Basar Kodesh. That's what it doesn't mean. Truma, it doesn't mean touch. It means don't eat. Don't eat Basar Kodesh. But freak the Gemara, could that be? For Reish Lakish, hay b'chol kodesh leisiga l'hachi udaasa, how mi bayir le'le tamay shenaga b'kodesh. I have a mefurish, Reish Lakish, it's not talking about a tamay she'achal, it's talking about a tamay shenaga, d'itmar, tamay shenaga b'kodesh. Reish Lakish, I'm like, Reish Lakish says again, Malchus, Rabbi Yechanan, I'm a'en like, Reish Lakish, I'm a'like, b'chol kodesh leisiga, this pasuk. Rabbi Yechanan, I'm a'en like, who has our l'chumadas? Rabbi Yechanan, l'shitasi, it's talking about truma. This pasuk is not talking about kodesh. But the bottom line is, Reish Lakish clearly
clearly says this pasuk is talking about someone that's touching kodesh, not somebody that's eating kodesh. Not the same thing. One is eating, one is touching. So how could Rish Lakish learn tomei she'ochel es hakodesh from b'chol kodesh le'siga? Don't I need b'chol kodesh le'siga to tell me tomei she'noga es hakodesh? And Rish Lakish himself said it. I have an itmar where Rish Lakish says tomei she'noga b'kodesh gets malchus because this is an azara of b'chol kodesh le'siga. Zok de Gemara. The truth is that both Rish Lakishes are true. Rish Lakish is going to learn Tomei She'achal Es HaKodesh, and he's also going to learn Tomei She'noga Es HaKodesh. He's going to learn them both from the same Pasik B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. How so? Tomei She'noga B'Kodesh. So the Gersois are a little Meshubash here. But Tomei She'noga B'Kodesh Mida'apki Rachmano B'losh Negir. He knows Tomei She'noga, because that's what it says. It says B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. And Azara La'oichel, he also knows Tomei She'achal, because iskish kodesh lamikdash. Because what's the end of the pasuk? The pasuk says bechol kodesh loisiga. Same pasuk. The elamikdash loisavai. So here Rashi explains the Gemara. Rish Lakish was makish. Now we have hakish. Rish Lakish was makish. The tomei she'achal kodesh and the tomei she'nichnas lamikdash. Because the Torah put them both together. And just like tomei she'nichnas lamikdash is referring to, here's the punchline, something for which Yichayiv Kares, so too Tomei She'noga B'Kodesh or B'chol Kodesh Lo'Yisiga must also mean a Chayiv Krisus. Now a Tomei that touches Kachem doesn't get Kares. Yeah, you know that? Because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. A Tomei that eats Kachem does get Kares. That's a Mefurish Pasuk. That was never up for debate. We're trying to find a Makar that is an Azara for a Tomei She'achal Es HaKodesh. But the fact that a Tomei She'achal Es HaKodesh gets Kares, that's a Mefurish Pasuk. The fact that a Tomei She'noga Es HaKodesh doesn't get Kares, that's obvious, because there's no Pasuk in the Torah. So when it says, B'chol Kodesh Le'siga, B'alamikdash Le'sava, Rish Lakish says, I see here a Hekish. I see that the Torah is equating the B'chol Kodesh Le'siga to the B'alamikdash Le'sava. That means the B'chol Kodesh Le'siga must mean something for which is a Chiv Kares. Now there's no Kares for B'chol Kodesh Le'siga. It must be that B'chol Kodesh Le'siga means something else. It means Tomei She'achal Es HaKodesh. But it does say Le'siga, so it must also mean Tomei She'noga Es HaKodesh. So says Rish Lakish, I'm going to know both from this pasuk. I'm going to know from this pasuk B'chol Kodesh Le'siga, this is the Azara for a Tomei She'achal Es HaKodesh. And I also know that this is a Makar to Tomei She'noga Es HaKodesh. Again, how does he know Tomei She'achal Es HaKodesh? Because it says B'chol Kodesh Le'siga Ve'la Mikdash Le'savoy. And being Ve'la Mikdash Le'savoy is a Chayvi Krisis, B'chol Kodesh Le'siga must also be a Chayvi Krisis. There's no chorus for Tomei She'noga Es HaKodesh, must be a means Tomei She'achal Es HaKodesh. That's how he knows that the pasuk means Tomei She'achal Es HaKodesh. That's the Azara for Tomei She'achal Es HaKodesh. That's why Rish Lakish said the Makar to our Mishnah, Elohein Aloikin, Tomei She'achal Es HaKodesh, is B'chol Kodesh Le'siga, because this must be talking about Tomei She'achal. But at the end of the day, it does say Tomei She'noga, and that's why Rabbi Shlokish holds that a Tomei She'noga Es HaKodesh gets Malkus, not like Rabbi Yechanan. He holds you do get Malkus, because at the end of the day, it does say B'chol Kodesh Le'siga. Rabbi Yechanan says Pasuk is talking about Truma. Okay, Rabbi Yechanan has his own Mahalach. But in Rish Lakish's world, that the Pasuk is talking about Kachin, he knows Sai Tomei She'noga B'Kodesh and Tomei She'achal Es HaKodesh. But Freik the Gemara Nacha Kasha. Vakati, Lahachi Yuda also, one last Kasha. Oh, mi bayale, I need this Pasuk, L'Tomei She'achal Basar Kodesh lifnei zrikas damim. Now that's true that a Tomei She'achal Es HaKodesh gets chorus. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Again, our whole sugya is trying to find the Azara for the Malkus. But chorus, that's a mefurish pasuk. What's also clear is that the only time that a Tomei that eats kachim gets chorus is if he ate the kachim la'achas zrikas damim. So we know that every time a carbon was brought, there were dalet avoidas adam that were done. There were many avoidas. But dalet avoidas adam, four avoidas where you can have a machshava hapishalas, machshava shleil shma, by chatas and pesach, or machshavas pigol, right? We're soon going to learn these sugyas. So there's dalet avoidas adam, shchita, kabbalah, hoylocha, zrika, kachem 101, brisk 101, right? Shchita, kabbalah, hoylocha, and zrika. The halacha was that until the zrika, the fourth and final of the avoidas adam were done, you weren't allowed to eat the basar. The only time the basar of the carbon was allowed to be eaten was after the zrika. So the zrika really did two things. The zrika serves two functions. Again, this is literally the intro to Masach Dezvachim. This is Kachem 101. It serves two purposes. The first purpose that it serves is it's the mechaper. The zrika is when a person gets kapara. So if somebody needs kapara and that's why he's bringing a carbon, when do you get kapara? After the zrika. That's just like a srach kapara. The haktaras emurim.
That's again more extra credit. The shvicha shirayim el ayusayid. That's more extra. That's all extra credit. But the ikker is shchita kabbalah haylacha zrik. Even haylacha, maybe you don't have to do if you're right next to the mizbeach. That's Reb Shimon holds in Kachrim that haylacha is not even avoida. Shchita, the Gemara says lav avoida. Even though you can have machshav espigel, but a zar could do shchita. Hakul ksheirim. That's the third parak in Zvachim. Even the psulim are allowed to do shchita. But the zrik is the meratza. Zrika is what gives you kapar. But zrika does another thing. Zrika is also matir basur lachila, and it's also matir the imurim and all the fats to go on the mizbeach. So what happens if a person eats kachim before zrika? He's over an avera. Even a koyin, even someone that's allowed to eat kachim, because you didn't have the matir. You didn't have the zrika. The zrika has to be matir the basur until then. The halach is, says the Gemara, if somebody is tamei and he eats basur kachim, but he eats it lifnei zrika, being that it's in a state right now that a tohar is not allowed to eat it, if a tamei eats it, he's not going to be chayv karas. So there's a parish of karas for a tamei she'achal asakodesh. But the karas is only if he ate it when the tohar was allowed to eat it. We're makish the tar to the tame. So when the tar is allowed to eat it, the tame is not allowed to eat it. But when the tar is anyways not allowed to eat it, because it's kodem zrika, if the tame eats it, he's not going to be chayv kar. So a tame that eats basar, kach, and lifnei zrika is domin, the halacha is, he does not get karas. Stating that, the Gemara says, itmar, tame she'achal basar, kodesh lifnei zrika is domin, reish lachish amar loika, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Enu Loike. Reish Lokish Amar Loike B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. Loishna Lifnei Zrika V'loishna Lacha Zrika. Because what's Reish Lokish's Makar? To the Azara of a Tomei She'ochel Asa Kodesh B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. Says Reish Lokish in B'chol Kodesh Leisiga, I don't see anything about Zrika. He's not allowed it, or she's not allowed to eat Kachem. So it doesn't matter if it's Lifnei Zrika or it's Lacha Zrika. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Enu Loike. Rabbi Yochanan Letaime. Rabbi Yochanan is also Lishitasei. Da'amakra, because the Pasuk says Tumasai, Tumasai. That what's the Azara of a Tomei she'achal asa kodesh? I know it from Tumasai, Tumasai. It's learned from the parsha of a Tomei she'nichnas al hamikdash. A Tomei she'nichnas al hamikdash gets karis. When does he get karis? Only la'achar v'chiksiv Tumasai, la'achar zriku d'chsev. A Tomei she'achal nichnas al hamikdash gets karis. A Tomei she'achal kodesh gets karis. Being that they both have karis, and Tomei she'nichnas al hamikdash has an azara, so Tomei she'achal kodesh has an azara as well. But meaning the whole basis, this is such a gishmak of kasha if you're halting cheshbon, the whole basis, I'm having fun, the whole basis for a Tomei she'achal kodesh to get malchus is related to the parasha that a Tomei she'achal asa kodesh gets karis. It's based on the Tumasai Tumasai in the karis of Tomei she'achal asa kodesh and in the karis of a Tomei she'nichnas al hamikdash. So it says, Rabbi Yochanan, when does a Tomei she'achal asa kodesh get karis? Only la'achas rika. Because only la'achas rika, Torah is allowed to eat it. And it's only when the Torah is allowed to eat it that the Tomei is going to get karis. If that's the case, then the Azor is also going to only be la'achas rika. But Reish Lakish l'tamei, Reish Lakish says, it has nothing to do with Tumasai Tumasai. It has nothing to do with the karis. It has nothing to do with the karis of Tomei she'achal asa kodesh. It's b'chol kodesh le'siga. The karis l'chud and the Azor l'chud. And in b'chol kodesh le'siga, there's no reference to lifnei zrika la'achas rika. So if there's no reference to lifnei zrika la'achas rika, Reish Lakish l'tamei holds that a Tomei she'achal basar kodesh lifnei zrika's domim, what's the halacha? He's going to get malchus. Oh, but it's the Frank the Gemara. If you're telling me that really b'chol kodesh le'siga is not talking about a Tomei she'achal asa kodesh, really it's talking about a Tomei she'nogeh asa kodesh. Now, how do I know Tomei she'achal asa kodesh? Because it says b'chol kodesh le'siga ve'ela mikdash loy savoy makish Tomei she'achal asa kodesh l'tomei she'nichnas le'mikdash. And le'mikdash loy savoy is a chavi krisos. So that's how I know the whole Kodesh Leisiga must also be a Chayvei Krisos. And for Tomei she'nogeh asa kodesh, there's no chorus. So must be we're talking about Tomei she'achal asa kodesh. But the bottom line is, that means the whole Makar to tell me that B'chol Kodesh Leisiga means Tomei she'achal is because it must mean something for which is a Chayvei Krisos. Because of the Hekish to Vela Mikdash Leisava. If it must mean something for which there's a Chayvei Krisos, then it must be talking about La'achas Rikas Davim. Because only la'achas rikas davim is there a chi of karis. So what is the Gemara? B'yoychon le'tamei, that it's asyu tomasi tomasi, that's nazar le'tamei she'achas ha'kodesh holds, that you're going to be chayv even la'achas rikas davim. Whereas, reish lakish le'tamei, that holds b'chol kodesh le'siga, you're going to be chayiv even lifnei zrikas dama. Because according to him, it's just a regular azara. Doesn't say anything about zrika. Nothing to do with kara. It's not true. Really, b'chol kodesh loisiga means loisiga. The only way I know it's loisoichal is because of the hektish vel hamikdash loisavai. What does the hektish tell me? It must be talking about a chayiv krisis. The only time a tamei she'achal as a kodesh is a chayiv krisis if it's lachas zrikas dama. Because if it's lifnei zrikas dama, being that the Torah can't eat it, the melech is no chayiv krisis. So what's this reish lachash l'shitasei? So the Gemara says, nah, you missed the point. Ahimi b'chol kodesh nafki. It was a whole different drasha. You're right. The fact that the pasuk's talking about tamei she'achal is because of the hekesh, and the hekesh would suggest only in a context of chayiv krisis, which means la'achar zrikas dama. But it's mikol. Kol is the rabbis, even if Nezrik is Dabim. So there's three things that you learn from Rish Lakish, from B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. B'chol Kodesh Leisiga literally means Tomei Shenog Es HaKodesh. It says B'chol Kodesh Leisiga V'alamikdash Leisavei, that teaches me that it also is talking about a Chayvi Krisis, that's Tomei She'ochel Es HaKodesh. Kol, B'chol Kodesh Leisiga, the Kol, is Tomei She'ochel Es HaKodesh Lifnei Zrikas Dabim, even over there, despite the fact that it's a Hechitimtza of a Tomei She'ochel with his no chorus, still there's going to be Malchus. Ochtig and Mara, Tainik Vazad Rish Lakish, a Braisa that supports Rish Lakish, not like Rav Yochanan, that the Makar to Tomei She'ochel Es HaKodesh is from this pasuk, b'chol kodesh leisiga azor loichel. What's the azor to tamei she'achal kodesh? Ato im azor loichel. I mean that is the mekay. Thank you, Master Rish Lakish. B'chol kodesh leisiga azor loichel. Ato im azor loichel. Yene el azor l'negeya. Tamadoy me b'chol kodesh leisiga vela mikdash makdash kodesh l'mikdash. Ma mikdash. Davish yesh b'netilas neshama. Just like mikdash is talking about davish yesh b'netilas neshama. I've called davish yesh by netilas neshama. V'ibin negeya. If we're talking about negeya, mi ikon netilas neshama elavadai b'achila. 3 seconds. Must be, it's talking about achila. Bottom line, the Mishnah said, Elohein alaikin, might as well go another 10 minutes now. No, I'm kidding. No, the Mishnah says that Elohein alaikin, tamei she'achal es hakodesh. The question, where does it say, tamei she'achal, doesn't say anywhere mefurish in the Torah that a tamei can't eat gotcha. Now it says, if he eats it, he's chayv koros. So you know he can't eat it. But there's no azara. And being that there's no azara, it can't be malchus. Koros doesn't eat an azara. But Malkus is Azara. Where's the Azara? So at the end of the day, Rish Lakish says, I know it from B'chol Kodesh Loisiga that it says regarding the Avedas. And even though it says Loisiga, it means Loisoicha. And it doesn't mean Truma, like Rabbi Yechanan says, it means Kachin. And by the way, it even means Lifnei Zrikas Damim. It's a standalone Azara. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that pasuk is talking about Truma. How does he know it? Asya Tumasai Tumasai. He learns it from Xer Shava, from Tomei Shenichnas Alamikta.